everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm the Frank Fryer, aka Father Nicholas, and thank you for being with me today. I just want to let everybody know that starting in February, my podcast will begin to be put up on the internet through Breadbox Media. So please make sure that as I am promoting this on my social media stuff, that you can begin to follow my podcast through the different services that Breadbox Media uses. More information to follow. Now, in today's episode, for lack of a better word, I wanted to talk about the great saint that is Francis de Sales. His work is just phenomenal, and I think at some level, there is a kindred spirit between the Carmelite order and Francis de Sales. And it really is on the issue of prayer. Because the Carmelite rule calls people to never exceed the bounds of common sense. The rule calls us to some intense practices, good practices, and the rule calls us to go beyond these things. But the rule also ends with a plea to never exceed the bounds of common sense. So we have certain prayer things in our personal lives that we do because they make sense for our lives and ourselves. I do certain things in myself in relationship to my prayer life that other brothers may not, because it doesn't make sense to do them in their lives. It's not how the Lord has called them to pray. Now, one of the great gifts that Francis de Sales reminds us of is that we also need to make sure that we pray as in relationship to our state in life. If you're a married couple, it's pretty hard to pray as a Benedictine monk, particularly if there's kids in the house. Is there anything wrong with how a Benedictine monk prays? No! Is there anything wrong with how a Carmelite prays? No! Is there anything wrong with how a married couple prays? No! They pray, they need to pray in their relationship as it is connected with their state in life. You know, so it might be impossible to do a late night vigil when you're so sleep deprived because the newborn has special needs. And just like as a Carmelite friar, I'm called to make sure I'm cultivating lives of a certain life of prayer in my cell, I need to make sure that it fits with this life that I've been called to. You know, I can't necessarily fill my cell with a lot of Christian rock because it puts me in a good spiritual mood when I'm supposed to be creating a space of silence where I begin to learn to listen to our Lord. Is there anything wrong with using sort of Christian music as a way of opening oneself up to their times of prayer? No. But as a Carmelite who's called to cultivate a sense of silence, introducing that kind of music into the sacred space that is the cell may not be the best thing for my life of prayer. So, in this podcast today, I just want to remind people, through the great witness that is Francis de Sales, and his brothers, as they continue to do work in his name to this day. You know, I know a group of them down in Detroit that just, man, they do amazing work down there, that we always need to make sure that we understand where we're at in our state in life, so we can begin to cultivate a relationship with our Lord and Savior through prayer as it relates to that state. Carmelites talk about this as never exceeding the bounds of common sense. So knowing what is common sense in our lives means we need to understand and cultivate an attitude and an openness to self-knowledge, of learning more about ourselves through the light and the guidance of Jesus Christ and the power of the Spirit. So as you go forward this day, my brothers and sisters, know that we are all called to have lives of prayer as we seek to grow in allegiance to Jesus Christ with a pure heart and a stout conscience. And know that part of cultivating that life of prayer is to understand our states in life and shape up our way of prayer and our life of prayer around that state, never allowing ourselves to exceed the bounds of common sense. Thank you again for your time today, and know that I'm very appreciative for every minute that you spend listening to my podcast and my other sort of social media endeavors. And please know, starting in February, this episode is going up on the 24th of January, that all my stuff will be going up on different podcast services through the Breadbox Media Company. There'll be more information to come. Thank you for your time. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.